Previously on Compassion Radio.
More than ever do I see that Satan is the father of lies.
So self-image comes into play in both instances.
Right. And trying to figure out who they could be in Christ. Like, do they even have the, like, am I even worthy of a new identity?
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Hello and welcome to today's Compassion Radio. For the last handful of days, you've heard us talk about the ministry of Josiah Venture, so I thought we'd share in more detail of what they're about directly from their website. Josiah Venture is a movement of God among the youth of Central and Eastern Europe that finds its home in the local church and transforms society. The world is changing, but the gospel remains the same. And every day, God is at work in this region as young men and women are being touched by the message of Jesus Christ. Pockets of this reformation are being sparked by the dedication, sacrifice, and service of a missionary team called Josiah Venture. I think that sums it up pretty nicely. Today, Bram and Sandy Floria conclude their conversation with a wonderful couple who have much to offer in service. So let's get started on part two with Sarah and Brett Bertrand on Compassion Radio.
Josiah Venture is really at the leading wave of transforming expectations of young people for who they can become, what their societies can become, what it's like to discover your own identity as a nation after being under a brutal father for so many decades. So I see some real trends here that God's going to be playing out of this century. And it seems to me that Josiah Venture is in a pretty pivotal place in this continent. And it seems to me, as sad as it is, that prisons are that place in our continent. Since we have so many more incarcerated than we in any other country on the planet, which bothers me deeply that we have that issue that so many young men especially are locked away and deemed unacceptable and unredeemable. I pray for a change in that. I pray for a change in our own expectations of our own young men for what will be the future of our nation. But beyond even my hopes for my country, you folks are working in a kingdom together. And we're seeing all of these missionaries being trained together to become kingdom ambassadors and princes, to take up residence in all these countries and be ambassadors for a truly alive kingdom with a great father, a great God, a great and powerful king, and bringing that universal truth to every cultural context they find themselves in. And there are dozens of countries now you're operating in. That gives me great hope. I would love for the two of you just to speak to what you're seeing in the young people that you're working with and what your hopes and dreams are for the future as God's revealing them to you in the way that you are now mentoring young people. Or in your case, Brett, maybe even people who are your peers or would be your same age, but are really just babes in arms when it comes to discovering their identity, and possibly in Christ. What are your dreams? What is God laying on your heart that you're passionate about for the people that you're ministering to?
I'm passionate, and I include in my communication to the inmates that although you've been a victim in many cases, a lot of trauma in these inmates' lives, that they're repeating that cycle, that although your dad didn't measure up, that no earthly father can really measure up, and that as you channel Father God's love and resources into your life, you don't have to repeat the cycle. It's not too late for you to do better with the next generation.
With my role with the HR, I'm maybe one person removed from the actual youth, but my dream, and I think all of us, is just to see how can we have greater capacity as JV wants to utilize the tools and kind of the discipleship birthing of young Josiahs. So to be able to say that the youth now that are growing up, they don't know what it's like to be raised under communism, because they weren't. So there's almost softer soil because there's not that layer of the communist regime. And yet there's also the influence of the West, you know, that comes in, which, I don't know, maybe that could be harder. So I think just being able to see how do we best resource and be more efficient to handle, hopefully, this multiplication of what we've been praying for and what we've seen just even within 15 years. So that excites me when we see our orientations growing and our camps growing and our intern teams having bigger numbers. And it's not just about the numbers, but there's millions of youth. So
but that's
we do
a good
need
sign
it.
Of absolutely. Effectiveness.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you would manage the direct needs and issues of the body that's bringing this message to Europe now. And that's going from hundreds to possibly 1,000 within the next 10 years.
I know. It's so amazing.
Who are in turn shepherding hundreds and thousands
right.
of bees. So it'll be at the point pretty soon where millions a year are being reached in some capacity, having an encounter with the gospel because of the team that you're helping to manage. Mm-hmm. That's marvelous.
It's amazing.
And
it's a little
exciting.
Overwhelming to think about.
But God has prepared you for this day.
Yes.
And that's marvelous too. Mm-hmm. Now, Brett, at the end of the day, your wife looks to you for husbandly leadership and encouragement, and you are pouring your heart out about the people that you're learning to love, and you're saying you're just 3 months into this thing. So the squeak is still in your sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't had a chance to really wear things down and get nitty and gritty with these guys. The wall is coming, I'm sure of that, with the emotional weight of all the things you see repeating in life after life after life. It's going to come to you, I'm sure of that. But I also know that you have a great support in your wife and that she understands, too, that when that weight comes, that there is a way to lift that load. And we even heard that today as Dave Patty was talking about what it means to be in ministry. It's not just about standing with dead weight.
Yeah.
It's about learning how to move with what you have and transfer those things to others who can help you. Mm-hmm. And discovering that the shepherd is also a very strong shepherd. Mm-hmm. And he leads us, but he lifts us at the same time. All kinds of spiritual realities play themselves out in the work that you both do. Mm-hmm. In your context, you're seeing the worst of humanity mm-hmm. and what happens when people turn away from God mm-hmm. and the negative fruit of that. You're also gaining hope for what can happen, even for those who are throwaways, for what they can become. So if you were speaking to those who are looking at the possibility of doing ministry in their own hometown, maybe someone in the family is more inclined towards missions mm-hmm. and they would love to do something like that, like you're doing, Sarah, and maybe someone else in the family is more inclined to helps in counseling or other pastoral work, or they don't want to go anywhere, they want to be in their community, but there might be kind of a tension in their own families about the things that they feel God's calling them to do. You're living with a very lively tension that seems very positive. Mm-hmm. What would you say to people throughout the world who have that kind of mix of passions in their own marriages, in their own homes?
Often I say, bloom where you're planted. Mm-hmm. And some people think, gosh, if I was in a different vocation or a different ministry, then I could really pick up some speed. Mm-hmm. And I would say, be faithful where you're at. God moves, he steers a moving vehicle. So continue to move forward in faithfulness right where he has you. And maybe in time, doors will open up. Or maybe you'll just get really passionate and excited and see things that you haven't seen in your present context.
I imagine that this present context for you is going to multiply over the years to come as you start looking around these countries you're sitting in now and say, what's happening in the prison populations here? Because pretty mm-hmm. soon you're going to be an expert on these issues within that context. So I can't imagine that Josiah Venture would not capitalize on your knowledge and wisdom and find ways to be reaching out in these countries where they work here with that kind of missional and functional and occupational knowledge and wisdom. I mean, I can see it coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
They may have to share you a little bit with people in other ministries here.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah.
I would say that, you know, when we got married almost 24 years ago, I didn't quite grasp what our main ministry and our main testimony would be, our marriage. We've had some hiccups along the way of doing that well and maybe not. But I think the priority is that our main ministry has always been, you know, our marriage, and then our vocation has come after that. And I think with my work, and especially now with Brett's work, it's like the train didn't depart from the station until all the cars were hooked up.
Yeah.
And we made sure that that was happening, or else, you know, a mile or two down the way, there's going to be a major derailment. So with Brett doing this prison work, it obviously affects me and affects the home. But God graciously spoke to me, and through people or his word, where I got the bug and I got the vision and the passion, so that when I say goodbye to him in the morning, it's like, you know what, go with God. And I know that God is with him, and same vice versa, because we can't, he doesn't have a phone in there. So it's like 12 hours of no communication, which is totally different than what we're ever used to. So
I can imagine that being an issue for us.
You know, I was like, wait, this is just like a one day thing, right? You just can't have it for today, or is this like every day? So what we're both called to, we're equally each other's cheerleader for. So it's not, that's his, this is mine, and oh, I'm so glad that you love it, you know, and I'm miserable at home. So we're very equally each other's cheerleaders for that.
Impacting the world for the gospel of Christ. Isn't that what we're all aiming to do? We'll get right back to today's program in just a moment. You know, friend, one easy way you can make an impact on the world this month is by supporting our Bibles for Slovenia project. And know the thrill of placing a Bible into the hands of a Slovenian new believer. For your gift this month of $24 or more, we'd be delighted to send you a very special premium in the form of a dual language Bible. And prayerfully consider joining our vision team with your consistent monthly gift to help keep Compassion Radio on the air on this radio station you're now listening to. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online anytime, day or night, at CompassionRadio.com. Let's go ahead and get you back now to today's program.
And to God be the glory, because it wouldn't work. It really wouldn't.
And also, as a senior leadership team marriage in this organization, obviously the people that are currently in those kind of responsible positions with the organization have exemplary marriages. They complement each other. I've seen nothing but positive talk and reinforcement and encouragement between the couples. It seems to be an ethic for the people that run this organization. Mm-hmm. So the two of you seem like you already have a mentorship role with all these young families.
Yeah.
And I saw dozens of them out there with lots of kids.
Right.
That group picture. How often does God call you in to be a very precise solution to a problem that they're dealing with spiritually or emotionally on the mission field? Because the stress remains immense for those who are on the field.
We were overwhelmingly blessed to be asked to be counselors at Josiah Venture's tri-annual marriage retreat. So we had our first opportunity to do that January of last year. And I thought, oh, that'll be something that I've dreamt about that we might be asked to do like 10 years from now. And then when, you know, Mel and Amy had asked for us to do that, we were both just very overwhelmed with that very gracious request. And that opened up the opportunity for us to get really personal and really intentional with these couples fast. But they came ready to work. They came ready to own their own issues. And I would say that really started the opportunity for us to speak into marriages and struggles and have Skype calls with them after that, you know, time in Krakow. And when I was at the women's retreat, to be able to check in with these wives and to say, all right, how are we doing in X, Y, and Z areas? And so that's been fantastic, because outside of what we've talked about today with his work and my work, that is a major passion of both of ours, to do premarital. It's a lot easier to do premarital than postmarital. And we've been blessed to be able to do that with some of the JV kids that have gotten engaged and are now married. So that's been a huge highlight, you know. And I don't know, when you go there that early on in someone's formative years of marriage, it's just kind of like you're always given the fast pass to poke
in
there.
Them,
totally,
yeah.
Totally. which is great.
And one of the blessings of being on that side of the ocean and getting them from the point of, you know, them receiving an application, that process through orientation, you start to see some red flags and some concerns early on that they might not see. And then we're being over there and not being a part of the team here, we're a safe zone. So these conferences, people feel like they can open up to us and talk about, you know, team conflict or marital conflict that they're not maybe as comfortable talking with people on their team about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see no fear here or condemnation. There's not a fear of being talked down to, mm-hmm. or people expect the best of each other in this organization. I can tell that. So obviously the way you're mentoring is endearing these couples to you. And that's encouraging to mm-hmm. me. These are all marvelous things that God's already called you into a joint ministry together. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right in saying that it's your marriage itself that is the ministry. Mm-hmm. Josiah Venture and the prison system of Illinois get the benefit of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, you've got a great shepherd that's leading you closer together as you grow together. And congratulations on 24 years of this.
Yes. Thank you.
May God have many more for you.
Yes.
Any last questions for you, hon?
I'm interested in the origins of your involvement with Josiah Venture.
Okay.
How did you get started in Josiah Venture? Mm-hmm. And at what point in your marriage, because it was after you were married,
yes.
did you realize, hey, we can do something together in within Josiah Venture, even though, Brett, you weren't on staff mm-hmm. like you were. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, what was the genesis of that?
Okay. So the church that we were attending at the time is the church that the president of Josiah Venture, Dave Patty, and Connie are sent from. So when we were at that church, we were always familiar with Josiah Venture. Then after, that was back in probably like 93 when Dave and Connie moved here. And then in 2002, Josiah Venture became its own organization, its own, you know, 501c3, official tax exempt. And I had gotten a call from Teresa, who is the HR director. And she said, we need somebody in the Wheaton office. We need someone to kind of be the office administrator. It was very vague. Office administrator. And very uncharacteristic of myself because it was too vague for my comfort zone. I continued to ask questions, which was very much prompted by Brett. Well, you know, because his gift of evangelism was like on fire when he heard this. And so within 24 hours of Teresa calling me, I was meeting with Dave, and I just said to Brett, I said, I am just going to tell him everything that I'm not good at. I'm going to tell him what I don't want to do. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat anything. And I did that. And I was like all proud of myself, you know? And Dave's like, well, we're not interested in any of those things. What you are skilled in is actually what we need.
What do you want?
And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so much for that approach, you know. And I didn't scare him away. No. And so that was January of 2002. And then the next month, Brett and I were on a plane to come here to the Czech Republic for what they called the transition meetings, as they were transitioning from being under another mission organization and becoming their own thing. So that was my initial really transitioning as a full-time, you know, person with JV. And from the very beginning, the way that they always involved me was Brett and Sarah. They never looked at, and so it wasn't even like a conversation that was had. They just always included Brett in things. Brett came with for the transition meetings when I was coming over for summer intern trainings, because that was my role at first before the HR. It was Brett can get the time off, have Brett come too. So it just was always both. And that's the JV culture.
So kind of two for one.
Yes,
people
absolutely.
People often ask me, so how long have you worked with JV?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, well, officially or unofficially, but the same as Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah. The nice thing is you get 100% raise every year.
Right. No taxes taken out of his paycheck there.
Now, some of the distinctives, again, that we've been learning since we've been here with you this week has been the culture of support, that as an organization from top to bottom, this is not a salaried or underwritten kind of ministry when it comes to staffing. Each person from the very top to the newest recruit comes in fully funded as a fully supported missionary from their local congregations and other support base, and they're very well trained on how to pursue that mm-hmm. appropriately so that they're beholden to their accountable groups at home mm-hmm. and then become full partners with you in the work mm-hmm. because they're all fully vested, mm-hmm. which is unique in that an organization of this scope would not usually have everybody on the same program for finding funding. So you're a salaried employee of the state of Illinois, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And you, Sarah, are with a lot of people from the same church that are now directly involved with Josiah Venture. So there's a clot of them mm-hmm. from the origin city in mm-hmm. Chicagoland. Mm-hmm. That must be a large burden on the same group of friends. So how do you work that out when you're raising support mm-hmm. and how has God provided for you?
Sure. The current church that we're at is different than the church that I originally referenced. We had moved since then, so we wanted to be more going to a church that was just closer to where we live, to be more missional and inviting people to the church where we actually attend. So it is a very populated area where missions is high and a lot of people are getting support letters, you know? And all I can say is that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And what doesn't make sense when you send out your support letter and you think 1 + 1 is not going to equal 2, yeah. all of a sudden he makes it equal 5. Mm-hmm. And you got to be diligent. You have to be great at follow-up. And it doesn't make mathematical sense. It's not an easy road, but it absolutely is a sufficient road.
But when you have an entire body of people that are cheering you on, that know what it's like to go through this process and have seen God provide every step of the way, what power and testimony and faith there is in mm-hmm. people around you. You're not stranded. Mm-hmm. It's obvious these people know it's tough to get started and find out where God's provision is, but they've also learned to trust that God does have it, or they wouldn't be here.
Right.
And they've seen God already provide in miraculous ways the provision for being on the field. So their faith is already jump-started.
Right.
To real authority. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like they pray with real authority. Mm-hmm. And that's encouraging to me.
For sure.
But again, as a mixed marriage, what's it like for you being a salaried employee in the home when your wife's busy raising all the support for what she's got to do? How do you work that out?
Well, for me, it excites me because we get to share the JV vision, Josiah Venture vision, with friends and family and invite people into what God is doing. And so we really go over the mission and the fact that it is a movement of God and encourage them and invite them in to participate with what's going on.
And I think it's just an opportunity to really show Christ and be Christ to even, you know, non-believing friends, believing friends, you know, I think it shows the authenticity of Christianity, where you just don't witness or just talk about the God things to the believers. You know, it's like, this is who we are, and this is what God's doing. And I'm not going to totally change my story just because you're coming from a different platform. I think that's what makes our friends feel like we're relatable and authentic and just like, you know, they have bad days just like everybody else.
That's about the right place for us to wrap up our conversation. And for the past two programs here, we've been with Sarah and Brett Bertrand of Chicagoland. And Brett is the anchor in the state there, holding down the fort, mm-hmm. while Sarah's off doing all the scallivanting around the world. And then suddenly, you get sucked into it together. You have overseas ministry together through Josiah Venture. But it's an interesting fusion of different jobs and different provisions. But at the same time, a unified mission as a family. So I'm going to encourage the folks that are listening to this program out there, if you have a passion for missions or for local ministry or for vocational worship of God through the skill you have, don't be afraid of this. Mm-hmm. This is God's way of providing for all kinds of things that are not just about money. This is about purpose and fruitfulness in life. And Sarah and Brett have been a great example of that in their united front in their mission work, and how they work together as mentors throughout the Josiah Venture Network. So I'm thrilled to have you aboard for Compassion Radio these past two programs. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that wraps up Bram and Sandy's two-part interview with an absolutely delightful couple, Sarah and Brett Bertrand of the intrepid ministry Josiah Venture. They are truly on fire for the Lord, and we are so glad that they are able to take the time to share with us on today's program. In the middle of the Czech Republic. Friends, we have a brand new Bible project for this month of September that we are really excited about. This year, Josiah Venture will release a brand new dual language Bible in the Slovene language. It's the first new edition of God's Word available in decades for this language group. A new student revival is beginning to break loose right now, and Bibles are desperately needed. They are planning a first printing of 2,000 dual language Bibles, and they can do it for only $4 a copy. Will you help us help Josiah Venture bring the Word of God to a new generation of believers in Slovenia? With your gift today, we can do it. Perhaps you can send a Bible. Perhaps you can send 100. Perhaps you'd like to fund the entire first printing. For your above and beyond giving this month to our Bibles for Slovenia project, and when you request it, we have a truly unique dual language Bible. This is a marvelous and very personal special premium. Ask for yours today with your gift to this project of $24 or more. And please remember that we don't do what we do without you. You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or online 24/7 at our safe and secure website, CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we look forward to being with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.